Activist Dante Saunders warns UPND being hijacked by opportunists at expense of loyal members. US says 23 ships has been turned back since blockade started.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, my name is Mercy Chanika. President Hakainde Hichilema has challenged Zambian engineers to devise innovative solutions to harness the country's abundant water resources and boost electricity generation, saying local expertise holds the key to ending persistent power shortages. Speaking when he officiated at the 69th Annual General Meeting and Symposium of Engineering Institute of Zambia in Livingstone, President Hakainde Hichilema said water from Northern River system, including the Chambeshi, could be partially redirected into Kafue River system to increase output from existing hydro power stations. The head of state explains that such an intervention could raise generation capacity to about 75% to from about 75% to 85%, describing the proposal as a cheaper alternative to constructing new power stations. He urged engineers to take the lead in designing practical solutions, including through public-private partnerships. President Hakainde Hichilema further encouraged engineers to seize business opportunities in infrastructure development, stating that innovation in areas such as water management and energy could create significant wealth while safeguarding the country against effects of droughts. He has reaffirmed government's readiness to partner with engineers locally and in the diaspora to accelerate the development project, emphasizing the importance of skills transfer to communities through initiatives such as the CDF. And President Hichilema has urged engineers to shift their mindset from job-seeking to entrepreneurship, stressing that their skills position them to become investors and drivers of economic growth.
Coming from Chambeshi River in Northern Province and many other rivers there, then it comes through into Bangweolo, isn't it? The two river systems, part of it is our water. But we are allowing that water to go. We can channel this, some of that water, only a bit, again engineering comes in there, to come into the Kafue River system, drop it around to the Abombwe Kitwe, shorter distance, 100 kilometers or so, and we'll be able to utilize the installed capacity of the three power stations to maybe 75-80%. And it will be cheaper than building a new power station.
Governance and development advocate Zambia Godaza has commended President Hakainde Hichilema and opposition political parties in Zambia for the peaceful, mature and cooperative manner in which the national delimitation process has been conducted. Godaza, Executive Director Elias Mulenga, says for the first time, political players have shown leadership and statesmanship. Mr. Mulenga says this respect for constitutional independence is a cornerstone of democracy and sets a standard for the region and the international communities. Mr. Mulenga further stated that the 70 additional constituencies recommended by the ECZ are therefore a product of collective political maturity, not a degree from one side. He says therefore the precedence is worth keeping. This cooperation demonstrates that Zambia's political class can compete fearlessly on policy, yet cooperate fully on matters of constitutional process and national development.
To work independently, and the opposition as governance and development advocate Zambia, we wish to commend President Hakainde Hichilema and all the opposition political parties for the peaceful and cooperative manner in which the delimitation process was handled. The President Hakainde Hichilema allowed the Electoral Commission of Zambia to work independently, and the opposition engaged through dialogue. We never experienced any conflict. The result is 70 new constituencies delivered without political violence or confusion in the.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has described the revamping of Mulungushi Textiles as a major boost to job creation and Zambia's industrialization agenda. ZCTU President Blake Mulala says the reopening of a textile plant after nearly two decades of closure is a landmark victory for workers, farmers, and the country's broader economic transformation goals. Mr. Mulala notes that the rehabilitation of a plant valued at about $140 million and equipped with modern AI-powered machinery has already created over 500 direct jobs with the potential to generate thousands more through indirect employment and cotton outgrower schemes. He says the development is particularly significant for Kawe, a town that suffered economic decline following the plant's closure in 2007. He further stressed that the reopening of Mulungoshi Textiles marks a shift towards value addition, noting that Zambia has for years exported raw cotton while importing finished textile products. Mr. Bulala said the revived plant is expected to strengthen cotton outgrower systems and support more than 50,000 small-scale farmers, enabling the country to process its own raw materials into finished goods such as uniform, fabrics and garments. Veteran political activist Dante Sondens has expressed concern that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, is being hijacked by opportunist individuals at the expense of long-serving loyal members. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Sondas has warned that the governing party risk repeating the same mistakes made by the Patriotic Front, PF, during its time in power. Mr. Sondas notes that individuals who play a key role in sustaining the UPND during its years in opposition are now being sidelined, while new entrants, whom described as political chancers, are gaining influence within the party structures. He has cautioned that such developments could weaken the party's internal cohesion and erode the trust of its grassroots supporters if not addressed carefully. Mr. Saunders further stressed that the need for the party to remain anchored on its founding principles and values as it governs, rather than allowing internal divisions to take root.
And now, business news. Business news.
Trade expert Poster Jumbe has called on traders to take advantage of the government's current export policy in the agriculture sector. Mr. Jumbe says the policy represents a timely opportunity for Zambia to earn foreign exchange as exported products are sold in the international currencies such as the US dollar. Mr. Jumbe noted that the increased participation in export trade will not only strengthen the country's economy but also create employment opportunities, particularly in the agricultural sector. He explained that as more people engage in agriculture and related value chains, economic activity is stimulated, leading to increased income circulation within the country.
And the traders, I'm calling upon the traders to take advantage, because this is the time when we can add value to our country. Because once these products are taken there, they are sold mostly in these foreign currencies like the dollar. It automatically brings foreign exchange. And by so doing, also that adds value in terms of exchange rates. And this is a route to go, because these are our own products. And we need to feel proud, because whatever we do, which means automatically we are adding value to our country.
We take a break. We have international news coming right after. Stay tuned.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, says it has forced 23 ships to turn around near the Strait of Hormuz since a naval blockade of Iranian ports was established. In a post on X, CENTCOM says American forces are still enforcing the blockade, which began on 13th April this year. Iran has said that it has closed the Strait of Hormuz again in response to the continued blockade. For more of this story, here's a roundup from the BBC.
At least two ships say they've been attacked from